Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. A heritage in God's family. This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Matthew 3:17. In Matthew 3, a man named John burst onto the scene, looking and sounding like Elijah the prophet. According to the Old Testament, that was precisely as it should have been. Another man named Jesus came to be baptized by John. Coincidence? Or the long-awaited Messiah, the Anointed One? The audible voice of God supplied the answer. Matthew Henry, prolific 18th century Bible commentator, reveled in the Christian's privileges in Christ. If you are in him, you enjoy a rich heritage in God's family, as Mr. Henry explains. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. Jesus is God's beloved Son, not only with whom, but in whom God is well pleased. God is pleased with all who are in Christ and are united to him by faith. Hitherto, God has been displeased with the children of men, but now his anger is turned away, and he has made us accepted and beloved. Outside of Christ, God is a consuming fire, but in Christ, he is a reconciling Father. This is the sum of the whole gospel. God has declared by a voice from heaven that Jesus Christ is his beloved Son. With this, we must by faith cheerfully concur and say that he is our beloved Savior, in whom we are well pleased. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 3.
Matthew 3. In those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
What is your heavenly heritage? Forgiveness, acceptance, salvation, indescribable wealth in Jesus Christ, all because you are born again into God's family, giving you the right to call God your Father. That's your legacy. You are rich in Christ. But do you live as a king's heir? You are forgiven, but do you nurture feelings of guilt? You are accepted, but do you try to repay God for what he has already given you as a free gift? It's hard to live like a pauper when you know you're as rich as a king. And focusing on your heritage in the family of God can be exciting. Don't be surprised if something changes when you do. And don't be content until it does. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.